unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Once again, that's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got a few people that I'm going to be talking to, including the head coach, Texas Women's Basketball. Got a lot of stuff to get into, some NFL news to touch on, involving the Las Vegas Raiders, involving Kirk Cousins, involving Puka Nacua and other items. I'll be talking about all of that. Of course, the NCAA tournament is the Final Four is rapidly approaching, just a couple of days away before we see the semifinals in Indianapolis on Saturday. So looking forward to all of that as well. But the first order of business is the MVP race in the National Basketball Association. You know, I find myself doing a couple of things. Number one is marveling at the greatness and the youthful exuberance of a Victor Wembanyama for the San Antonio Spurs. Marveling at the greatness of Shea Butter himself, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. But also feeling sorry for Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics and to a lesser degree Luka Doncic for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm wondering where y'all emotions lie, because I know where mine does. I've been covering the NBA for close to 30 years, about 30 years. Really haven't had to cover it that much other than being on TV and radio this year. Because, you know, with Inside the NBA coming to ESPN, thank God, I didn't have to do NBA Countdown all the time. Not that I ever minded doing the show. I actually loved doing NBA Countdown. I just hated staying around for about 4 or 5 hours thereafter, because I had to get up for First Take the next morning and watching the games like that from a studio as opposed to the comforts of my home. But I'll be on the NBA heavily come playoff time and all of that stuff. But this season has been great. And there's a lot of special emotions that I don't think people are talking about and thinking about when it comes to a guy like Victor Wembanyama. It's not just that the San Antonio Spurs are 26-2 and NBA best since February 1st. It's not just that they're the first team since 2020-2021 to go 26-2 or better over a 28-game span in a single season. It's not just because they've won 10 straight and 15 consecutive games with Wembanyama in the lineup. It's not even that, despite all of those successes for the San Antonio Spurs, it's still an issue because they haven't caught OKC, who's two games ahead of them, because Shea Butter has been just as brilliant as Victor Wembanyama, which is why some people believe he's leading this MVP race. But you know why Wembanyama is special? It's not just that he's 7'5". It's not just that at 7'5", he's just a 7'5" version of Kevin Durant, with ball handling skills, a mid-range jumper, can shoot the three, can pull up, can handle the rock, can create his own shot. The brother's special. He's just special. But the real big thing about him that really, really stands out is that he wants it. And in an age where we're talking about everything from load management to tanking, stuff like that, what really stands out in your mind is how bad he appears to want the MVP. He's going for it. He's putting everybody on notice that he's coming for it. He's clearly going to be Defensive Player of the Year. He's got an opportunity to win a championship. And he could possibly win league MVP. And he's letting you know that he wants it. Listen to Wembanyama talk about chasing the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award this season. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, I do care deeply about it. And I think that all the greats, you know, that are in the Hall of Fame or that are, in our mind, the best of all time, they have fought and grabbed everything they could grab early on in their career, you know. And if I want to make my spot among the greats, I got to try to not miss any occasion I have to put my name up there.
See what I'm saying? Think about what you just heard. Think about the greats, the all-time greats. You knew their skill set and their greatness would speak for itself. What you wondered about from time to time is who would want it bad enough and how bad they would want it. You notice that you don't have to worry about load management with a Victor Wembanyama? Could you imagine San Antonio Spurs coming to him and saying, you got to sit down? You don't have any idea what he would do? This is what I'm talking about. And when you have that kind of quality about you, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't just leave you. I remember years ago, and it was in the twilight of his career, and the Lakers really didn't stand a chance, and we knew they were inferior to the likes of the San Antonio Spurs and other teams. And Kobe Bryant had torn his Achilles. He went down in the regular season finale, or at least a couple of games left, and if you will recall, it was clear that he had tore his Achilles, and he had dragged his feet to the free throw line to make the free throws before he left. And everybody made such a big deal about it. Kobe Bryant, I mean, tore the Achilles. He still went out there and he hit the free throws. No, that wasn't my moment with Kobe Bryant. You know what my moment was? When they went to the playoffs and a guy that's about to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, Dwight Howard, was playing his lone season on the Los Angeles Lakers. And it wasn't Dwight Howard's shining moment because San Antonio was on the verge of sweeping them. And he looked a bit petulant while complaining to the referees, almost like he was getting thrown out intentionally. And while they were getting their ass kicked by the San Antonio Spurs and the broomsticks were figuratively being brought out, Tim Duncan leaned on the scorer's table laughing at Dwight Howard, laughing at him. And Dwight Howard got himself ejected from that game. I don't remember whether he fouled or he was ejected, but he left and he went to the locker room. And then a couple of minutes later, you saw the crowd at the then Staples Center roaring, roaring. And you're like, what the hell is going on? And Kobe Bryant, dressed in all black, came out on crutches and sat behind the Lakers bench just to let the crowd know, I don't give a damn what's going on right now. Don't you worry. I'll be back. We gonna be all right. That's why you loved him so much. Because he was a warrior. And you, Laker Nation, that moment, any Laker fan that was there or watching it live on TV would tell you what I'm saying is 1,000% correct. It moved you like that. There's certain elements that come along with greatness, as in great talents, that shows you they're a notch above anything you could possibly fathom, because there's a something a little extra about them. Victor Wembanyama is made of that cloth. You can tell. You can tell. I don't care what you're seeing from a LeBron James in a Los Angeles Laker uniform, which, by the way, is great and phenomenal, by the way. He's doing his thing. When he's in a Cleveland Cavaliers uniform, it's something a little extra. Because he's appreciated for his greatness in Tinseltown in L.A. He's revered and deified in Ohio. And there's something a little extra that comes in you, that hits you, that you're looking for to solidify and personify the level of greatness you expect from great players. It all plays a role in who's going to be your league MVP. And in his own way, Shea Butler, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, you see what he's doing? You see what he's doing? For everything that Victor Wembanyama does, this brother just sitting up there. Victor Wembanyama has won 15 straight games while he's in the lineup. They still haven't caught the Oklahoma City Thunder because Shea Butler ain't having it. Just putting on a show night in, night out. the reigning league MVP, the reigning champion, the reigning NBA Finals MVP, comes back and is averaging nearly 32 a game on 55% shooting from the field, on 38% shooting from three-point range, letting you know this is who I am. And when everybody's listening and they're playing these sound bites for Victor Wembanyama telling you what he's coming for, they ask Shea Butter, how you feel about your chances? I got nothing to say. I'm going to let my game do the talking. You don't believe me? Listen to Shea Butter right here.
I think it's good for the league. I think it's good chatter. It gives people something to talk about. There's a lot of good players in this league. And a lot of guys in the conversation because of that.
There's been chattering on behalf of other players. Would you like to chatter on behalf of yourself?
Nah, I'm good. Thanks for asking, though. But yeah, I'm good. I let my game do the talking.
See what I'm saying? That's like a shot at Wimby. Yeah, you could talk, but I'm going to let my game do the talking. Because what he's saying is, I'm already a champion. I'm already an MVP. And I'm in line to win another one. I have what you want. So suddenly, the thought of the San Antonio Spurs against the Oklahoma City Thunder becomes very, very appealing. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we ache for. This is what we want. This is what we get from the NBA this time of year, especially. It's what you crave. We don't see enough of it. When we talk about basketball, one of the things that I lament a lot is all of these goody two-shoes people, the society that we're living in, political correctness, and everybody wants to tell you how to talk and how to convey your thoughts and all of this other stuff. Excuse my language, but basketball was made for shit talking. You got to let people do that. Now, you don't want it to regress to fisticuffs and violence. I understand that, and you want to do everything to dissuade that. But you want, like that story that Brendan Haywood alleged to have told about Gilbert Arenas. I've never asked Gilbert whether it's true or not, but I love the story. And I believe it because I know Kobe. And when Gilbert dropped 60 on the Lakers, and they talking about a Mamba, what's a Mamba afraid of? What's a Mamba worried about? A mongoose. And Gilbert Arenas allegedly got on the phone calling Kobe black mongoose or whatever. Calling himself a black mongoose to Kobe. Kobe was going to meet him a few weeks later. And what Kobe said. Remember, you asked for this and hung up. And then waited weeks later. And according to folks, you know what? Never shook anybody's hand. When he walked on the court against the Wizards, just walked up to Gilbert Arenas and said, remember, you asked for this. And then gave it to him. That's basketball. Outside of LeBron James not participating in the slam dunk contest, okay, and ruining that for All-Star Weekend because of his lack of participation, the only complaint I got about LeBron is that LeBron ain't talk enough shit. Ain't create enough enemies. MJ was deified. Reggie Miller tried. John Starks tried. Isaiah and the Bad Boys gave it to the Bulls. You had other people trying to big up Clyde Drexler. That didn't work out well for him against MJ. Trying to big up Dan Marley. That didn't work out for him against MJ. Years, decades later, they're doing the Last Dance documentary or docuseries, and they're interviewing MJ, and they're playing him a tape of Gary Payton talking about how the glove himself, Hall of Fame guard now, elite defender, one of the most elite defenders in NBA history now, talking about how we waited a little bit too late. I gave MJ a run for his money. I made it tough for him or whatever. And MJ, years later, approaching 60 at the time, is crying laughing on the couch. and then hands the iPad back to the producer. I had no problems with the glove. Shit talking is what it's all about in basketball. Because we want to see whether or not you're going to back it up. And in their own ways, Victor Wembanyama and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are giving it to us. Ladies and gentlemen, I love it. I love it. That's what it's all about. Why you think I was so ticked off when that sorry-ass official, his wannabe self, going to eject Jaylen Brown from the Spurs game? Jaylen Brown is a top two candidate for league MVP honors at the time, strolls up into San Antonio and wants all the smoke from Wembanyama. And he's arguing with official. The lead official is the one that called the foul, is the one that gave him a tech, but were wise enough not to eject him. He's walking away from the official. And the secondary, the subordinate official, Meta, if I remember his name correctly, comes in the mix and suspends Jaylen Brown when the basketball world wanted to see Jaylen Brown going up against Wembanyama because an MVP trophy was on the line. And you robbed us of that. Robbed us. And ever since then, Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs win that game. Jaylen Brown shows up the next game, drops about 34-36 in a last-second loss to OKC and Shea Butter, who dropped 37 that night. And all we've been talking about ever since is Shea Butter and Wemby. And Jaylen Brown, who dropped 43 last night, by the way, who's still doing his thing, making noise for league MVP honors, is third in the conversation. And some people trying to put him fourth because Luka's averaging nearly 40. The Los Angeles Lakers are 15-2 over their last 17 games. Third seed in the Western Conference, but the way Luka's playing, and because he's in a Lakers uniform, Jaylen Brown get lost in the shuffle. I don't like it. 28.8 points, 47.5% shooting. Boston, number two seed in the Eastern Conference, spent the first 50-plus games, 60, playing without Jason Tatum and letting you know he coming. And an official getting away. What if Jaylen Brown had bust San Antonio's ass that day? What if Jaylen Brown had gotten the best of Wembanyama that day? You think the MVP talk might be a little bit different? I do. Shit talking is a beautiful, beautiful thing in basketball. Because we want to see what you're going to do to back it up. That's where I come. It's New York City, baby. Dwayne Pearl Washington dancing on everybody, including Hoyer Paranoia. Kenny Anderson showing up at Georgia Tech, Lethal Weapon 3, and dancing on Hurley in the open court before dipping it in the basket. And Danny Hurley is running to Mike Krzyzewski crying, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, because Kenny Anderson was that brother. And Bobby Hurley was great, by the way. I mean, this is the kind of it's moments. It's memories. Chris Jackson with the crossover at LSU playing with Shaq and Stanley Roberts before he became Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. His brother and what he did to you. I mean, you see it all the time. It's basketball. This is what we love. This is what we want. And Wembanyama is giving it to us. And he forces Shea to give it to us in his own way. And he's compelling Jaylen Brown to give it to us in his own way. And Luka's on the scene now, too, and got the Lakers relevant. That's why we got to be thankful to Wembanyama. Brother from France. He ain't American. He coming over here and he's taking the basketball world by storm. And it's not even just because of his game. It's because of the talk that precedes it and follows it. He's letting you know beforehand what I'm going to do to you. And then doing it and talking after he's done it. And you know what he's saying to the NBA? Who's next? And meanwhile, Shea Butter, flossing, looking like, I mean, on the basketball court, giving you stuff that Michael Jordan gave you, other than playing above the rim. And in the process of doing so, looking like walking into an arenas from the loading dock areas, departing from the arenas back to the loading dock areas, showing up in post-game press conferences, looking like he ready for Paris and Fashion Week. Flossing. Damn right that word still applies. Flossing. Flexing. I mean, just doing it up. That's what we want. We got stars in the NBA. Giving you what they giving you. We got a 41-year-old in LeBron James in his 23rd season. Leading the league in fast break points. We got a teammate in Luka averaging nearly 40. We got the Lakers relevant. We got the Knicks relevant. We got Boston relevant. You talking about the L.A., the New York, or the New York, the L.A., and the Boston market relevant in basketball. Only thing missing is Chicago. We got Philly still in the mix, relevant. We got Detroit that's putting everybody on notice, Detroit, as the late, great Stuart Scott would say. We ain't going nowhere. We got Denver lurking. If the playoffs were to begin today, it would be Ant-Man versus Luka and LeBron. A rematch of last year's first round when Minnesota took the Lakers out. We got KD in H-Town. We got Jokic and Murray in Denver. And we still come back to Wembanyama because he's stirring the cup, letting everybody know, he's putting everybody on notice. He coming and he's here. I love it. I love it. Because the momentum is clearly building. And it's going to be up to Shea Butter to stop it. Luka's been great. Can't stop it. Jaylen Brown's been great. Can't stop it. It's a two-horse race now between Wembanyama and Shea Butter. Shea Butter's like, I need y'all to pay attention to who I am. I really, really do. I need y'all to pay attention. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31.5 points, 56% shoot from the field, NBA best 54% from mid-range, leads the NBA in clutch points this season. In the last two seasons, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, when he is on the court, the Oklahoma City Thunder are 112-24. He's winning 82% of his games. There's been at least three 12-plus game winning streaks this season. Oklahoma City's had two of them. This is Shai Butter, the reigning league MVP, telling you he ain't going no damn place. You want it, come take it. San Antonio, L.A., Denver, Minnesota, Houston, Boston, Detroit, New York, Cleveland, what you want. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. NBA action. Fantastic. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You listen live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Shit talking is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you back it up and you don't turn basketball into fisticuffs, shit talking is not a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. I'm waiting for Wimby to start doing it in French. Vous-vous? I don't know. I don't speak no damn French. I know I like it when he does. He going to start talking shit in French. Mark my words. He's Victor Wembanyama. And Shai Butter ain't gonna answer it in no other way but with his game. It's a lot to love, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot to love. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Guests coming up, callers coming up, NFL talk coming up, NCAA action coming up. It's a lot to get into, and I'm going to get into it all, so don't go away. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.